Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. God has called you through the gospel to possess the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When he came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from their foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "The subjects are exempt, but that you may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish and come up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus did this to pay the tax for Peter to show, I think he wanted to show to the other disciples the position of Peter is very important among the group. But then this, the course of my passage, most important, the first one, that is that the Son of Man is to be handed over to men and they will kill him. In other gospel, when Peter heard that Jesus would go up to Jerusalem for suffering, he stopped Jesus. But what Jesus said, "Satan, go to my bank, because what you understand is from men, not from God." It's really it's really message for Peter and for all of us all. Jesus, his desire is to do the will of the Father until the end. Let us ask Jesus to give us the strength to do our way, our daily work as the will of God, and do it wholeheartedly, day by day. Yes, Jesus also advises us so not to worry so much about things of tomorrow. On a daily basis, try our best to live the word, to live the way of the cross for our own self, and the rest live in the head and of the Lord. As ask Jesus to give us the strength today, live well every present moment.